Chapter 2. Core Activities. Army Special Operations Forces possess unique capabilities to support U.S. Special Operations Command's roles, missions, and functions as directed by Congress in Title 10 United States Code, Section 164, Commanders of Combatant Commands, Assignment, Powers and Duties, and Section 167, Unified Combatant Command for Special Operations Forces. Army Special Operations Forces design, plan, conduct, and support special operations throughout the range of military operations. These missions are normally joint or interagency in nature. Army Special Operations Forces can conduct these missions unilaterally with allied forces, as a coalition force, or with indigenous assets. Mission priorities vary from one theater of operations to another. The missions are dynamic because they are directly affected by politico-military considerations. A change in the national security strategy or policy may add, delete, or radically alter the nature of an Army Special Operations Forces unit's mission. The President, the Secretary of Defense, or a Joint Force Commander may task an Army Special Operations element to perform missions for which it is the best suited among available forces, or perhaps the only force available. Special Operations Forces conduct core activities using unique capabilities under conditions in which other forces are not trained or equipped to execute. Army Special Operations Forces are specifically organized, manned, trained, and equipped to accomplish 12 U.S. Special Operations Command-directed activities. In addition to these 12 core activities, select Army Special Operations units are also trained and equipped to conduct hostage rescue and recovery. The Army Special Operations Forces core activities are derived from Title 10 United States Code. The Secretary of Defense, in DODD 5100.01, functions of the Department of Defense and its major components, assigned these activities to Commander, U.S. Special Operations Command, Commander, U.S. Special Operations Command, in U.S. Special Operations Command Directive 10-1, Terms of Reference, Roles, Missions, and Functions of Component Commands, directed these activities to Commander, U.S. Army Special Operations Command. In addition, Commander, U.S. Army Special Operations Command designated U.S. Army Special Operations Command as the lead special operations component for the following skills and activities: airborne operations, military freefall and static line, advanced special operations techniques, civil affairs operations, counterinsurgency, foreign internal defense, ground and rotary wing aircraft, identity intelligence operations, joint special operations medical training, military information support operations, mountain operations, multipurpose canine, personnel recovery, non-conventional assisted recovery, and unconventional assisted recovery, preparation of the environment, rotary wing fires, infiltration and exfiltration techniques, security force assistance, ground and rotary wing aircraft, sensitive site exploitation, sniper operations, special operations urban combat, unconventional warfare. Civil affairs operations. Civil affairs operations are actions planned, coordinated, executed, and assessed to enhance awareness of and manage the interaction with the civil component of the operational environment. Identify and mitigate underlying causes of instability within civil society and/or involve the application of functional specialty skills, normally the responsibility of civil government. JP 3-57. Civil affairs operations are performed by assigned civil affairs forces. Civil affairs are designated active component and reserve component forces and units organized, trained, and equipped specifically to conduct civil affairs operations and to support civil military operations. JP 3-57. Military commanders must consider not only military forces, but also the entirety of the operational environment in which they operate. This operational environment includes a populace that may be supportive, neutral, or antagonistic to the presence of military forces, both friendly and opposing. A supportive populace can provide resources and information to facilitate friendly operations. Civil affairs operations ensure that commanders are advised on civil considerations, to include fulfillment of legal and moral obligations to the populace, in conjunction with the commander's legal advisor, which can impact foreign policy objectives. Commanders and staffs use the principle of precise operations to ensure that noncombatants are treated with dignity and respect, minimizing harm to them and protecting their personal property, and to establish trust with the host nation populace. A hostile populace threatens the operations of deployed friendly forces, can undermine mission legitimacy, and can often undermine public support at home for the nation's policy objectives. Civil military operations are activities of a commander performed by designated military forces that establish, maintain, influence, or exploit relations between military forces and indigenous populations and institutions by directly supporting the achievement of objectives relating to the reestablishment or maintenance of stability within a region or host nation. JP 3-57. Civil affairs units conduct civil affairs operations to support the commander's civil military operations efforts. These forces are the commander's primary asset to purposefully engage non-military organizations, institutions, and populations. Civil affairs units establish, maintain, influence, or exploit relations between military forces and civil authorities, government and non-government, and the civilian populace in a friendly, neutral, or hostile area of operations to facilitate military operations, shape the environment, prevent future conflict, maintain operational tempo, preserve combat power, and to consolidate gains. Civil affairs units may assist or perform activities and functions that are normally the responsibility of local government. Civil affairs operations may occur before or during military operations or post-conflict and are of particular importance in consolidation areas. They may also occur, if directed, in the absence of other military operations. Civil affairs units engage and influence the civil component of the operational environment through civil affairs activities, military government operations, and civil affairs supported activities in order to provide civil considerations expertise through the planning and execution of these operations and enable civil military operations. The forces are organized, trained, and equipped specifically to plan and execute civil affairs operations across the range of military operations, engaging many different civil entities, indigenous populations and institutions, unified action partners, and interagency partners. In limited instances, they also involve the application of functional specialty skills by U.S. Army Reserve Civil Affairs Forces in areas normally the responsibility of civil government, which enhance the conduct of operations. The units are organized, equipped, and trained to carry out missions that specifically include the conduct of civil affairs operations. Note, FM 3-57, Civil Affairs Operations, provides Army commanders with the information necessary for the integration of civil affairs capabilities in support of unified land operations. It provides the doctrinal basis for the conduct of civil affairs operations in support of civil military operations. Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction. U.S. Special Operations Command is designated lead combatant command and coordinating authority for all Department of Defense countering weapons of mass destruction planning efforts in coordination with other combatant commands, military services, and as directed by other appropriate U.S. government departments and agencies. DODD 2060.02, DOD Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction, WMD Policy, and the Unified Command Plan. This role is separate and distinct from those combatant command and special operations duties, responsibilities, defined in Title 10, Sections 164 and 167. Weapons of mass destruction are chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear weapons capable of a high order of destruction or causing mass casualties and excluding the means of transporting or propelling the weapon where such means is a separable and divisible part from the weapon. JP 3-40. Countering weapons of mass destruction is defined as efforts against actors of concern to curtail the conceptualization, development, possession, proliferation, use, and effects of weapons of mass destruction, related expertise, materials, technologies, and means of delivery. JP 3-40. The Department of Defense supports interagency partners' non-proliferation activities, which includes actions to prevent the acquisition of weapons of mass destruction by dissuading or impeding access to or distribution of sensitive technologies, materials, and expertise. Counterproliferation are those actions to reduce the risks posed by extant weapons of mass destruction to the United States, allies, and partners. JP 3-40. Weapons of mass destruction pathway defeat is an operational approach to conducting deliberate actions against actors of concern and their networks to dissuade, destroy, or otherwise complicate the conceptualization, development, possession, and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, related expertise, materials, technologies, and means of delivery. Weapons of mass destruction defeat are operations to seize, neutralize, or destroy existing weapons of mass destruction and means of deliver to deny possession and prevent transfer or employment. The priority objectives outlined in the Department of Defense Strategy for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction are to reduce incentives to pursue, possess, and employ weapons of mass destruction, increase barriers to the acquisition, proliferation, and use of weapons of mass destruction, manage weapons of mass destruction risks emanating from hostile, fragile, or failed states and safe havens, deny the effects of current and emerging weapons of mass destruction threats through layered, integrated defenses. The pursuit of weapons of mass destruction and its potential use by actors of concern poses a threat to U.S. national security and peace and stability around the world. Army Special Operations Forces capabilities include providing expertise, material, and teams to supported combatant commands to locate, identify, tag, and track weapons of mass destruction as required. Conducting direct action operations in limited access areas as required. Building partnership capacity for conducting counterproliferation activities. Conducting special reconnaissance. Conducting counterterrorism operations. Employing military information support operations in conjunction with national and regional level influence efforts to dissuade adversary reliance or use of weapons of mass destruction. Conducting counter-threat finance activities. Providing other specialized countering weapons of mass destruction capabilities. Counterinsurgency. Resistance to legitimate government authority in the form of insurgency has the potential to be a large and growing element of the security challenges that the United States faces in the 21st century. Counterinsurgency is defined as comprehensive civilian and military efforts designed to simultaneously defeat and contain insurgency and address its root causes. JP 3-24. Counterinsurgency operations can be the primary effort or a line of operation in support of a larger operation. Successful operations are population-focused because of the importance of building support for the government and its programs. Likewise, the population is a center of gravity for an insurgency and targeted as part of an integrated counterinsurgency effort. Army Special Operations Forces are a principal U.S. military contribution to these operations, leveraging previous engagements and preparation of the environment activities with the host nation to provide a host nation-approved approach. The force operate discreetly in local communities, directly communicating with target audiences and influencing their behaviors. They can also conduct complex counter-terrorist operations in support of the overarching counterinsurgency operation. To be successful, Army Special Operations Unit commanders must understand the underlying causes of violence, the core grievances that the insurgency is fighting for, and the structure of the insurgency movement. Army Special Operations Forces are particularly valuable because of their specialized capabilities, civil affairs operations, cultural expertise, deception, both tactical and military deception, intelligence operations, military information support operations, region-specific knowledge, expertise in the human factors of resistance movements. Army Special Operations units execute counterinsurgency operations and related activities, and its missions and tasks have two primary lines of effort. They must assist the host nation forces to defeat or neutralize the insurgent militarily. This assistance allows the host nation government to start or resume functioning in once contested or insurgent-controlled areas. Army Special Operations Forces support the overall effort by conducting security force assistance, military information support operations, training, intelligence, and tactical support. This provides an environment in which the host nation government can win the trust and support of its people and become self-sustaining. Both aspects of the mission are of equal importance and must be conducted at the same time. However, if the host nation does not fully address the underlying causes of violence and the grievances of the insurgency, short-term tactical gains will be temporary. Counterterrorism. Terrorism is the unlawful use of violence or threat of violence, often motivated by religious, political, or other ideological beliefs, to instill fear and coerce governments or societies in pursuit of goals that are usually political. JP 3-07.2. Counterterrorism is defined as activities and operations taken to neutralize terrorists and their organizations and networks in order to render them incapable of using violence to instill fear and coerce governments or societies to achieve their goals. JP 3-26. Army Special Operations Forces possess the capability to conduct these operations in environments that may be denied to conventional forces because of political or threat conditions. Army Special Operations Forces are trusted Army professionals who serve with honor and apply their military expertise in order to ensure they are continuously and consistently making the right decisions and taking the right actions to deter, disrupt, neutralize, and defeat terrorists. Host nation responsibilities, Department of Justice and Department of State lead agency authorities, legal and political restrictions, and appropriate Department of Defense directives dictate Army Special Operations Forces' involvement in counterterrorism. Special operations are used to conduct offensive measures within the Department of Defense's overall efforts. Army Special Operations units conduct counterterrorism missions as special operations by overt, covert, clandestine, or low-visibility means. Activities include intelligence operations to collect, exploit, and report information on terrorist organizations, personnel, assets, and activities. Network and infrastructure attacks to execute preemptive strikes against terrorist organizations. The objective is to destroy, disorganize, disrupt, or disarm terrorist organizations before they can strike targets of U.S. national interests and interests of allied nations. Hostage rescue recovery or sensitive materiel recovery from terrorist control. These activities require capabilities not normally found in conventional military units. Ensuring the safety of the hostages and preventing destruction of the sensitive materiel are essential mission requirements. Non-lethal activities to defeat the ideologies or motivations that spawn terrorism by non-lethal means. These activities could include military information support operations, civil affairs operations, unconventional warfare activities, security force assistance, and foreign internal defense activities. Direct action. Direct action is defined as short-duration strikes and other small-scale offensive actions conducted as a special operation in hostile, denied, or diplomatically sensitive environments and which employ specialized military capabilities to seize, destroy, capture, exploit, recover, or damage designated targets. JP 3-05. Direct action differs from conventional offensive actions in the level of physical and political risk, operational techniques, and the degree of discriminate and precise use of force to achieve specific objectives. In the conduct of these operations, special operations units may employ raid, ambush, or direct assault tactics, including close quarters battle, emplace mines and other munitions, conduct standoff attacks by fire from air, ground, or maritime platforms, provide terminal guidance for precision-guided munitions, conduct independent sabotage, conduct anti-ship operations. Normally limited in scope and duration, direct action operations usually incorporate an immediate withdrawal from the planned objective area. These operations can provide specific, well-defined, and often time-sensitive results of critical, strategic, and operational significance. Army Special Operations Forces may conduct direct action operations independently or as part of larger conventional or unconventional operation. Although normally considered close combat-type operations, direct action operations also include sniping and other standoff attacks by fire delivered or directed by special operations forces. Standoff attacks are preferred when the target can be damaged or destroyed without close combat. The force employs close combat tactics and techniques when the mission requires precise or discriminate use of force or recovery or capture of personnel or materiel. Direct action missions may also support locating, recovering, and restoring to friendly control selected persons or materiel that are isolated and threatened in sensitive, denied, or contested areas. These missions usually result from situations that involve political sensitivity or military criticality of the personnel or materiel being recovered from remote or hostile environments. These situations may arise from a political change, combat action, chance happening, or mechanical mishap. Army Special Operations Forces can use close quarters battle in direct action operations. Close quarters battle is sustained combative tactics, techniques, and procedures employed by small, highly trained special operations forces using special purpose weapons, munitions, and demolitions to recover specified personnel, equipment, or material. ADP 3-05. Direct action operations differ from the personnel recovery method of combat search and rescue by the use of dedicated ground combat elements, unconventional techniques, accurate, precise, and predictive intelligence, indigenous assistance. Direct action operations may be unilateral or multinational, but the operations are still short-duration, discrete actions. Direct action operations are conducted within a special operations command and control structure to achieve the supported commander's objectives. Unlike unconventional warfare operations, they do not involve the support of an indigenous chain of command to achieve objectives of mutual interest. Foreign humanitarian assistance. Foreign humanitarian assistance consists of Department of Defense activities conducted outside the United States and its territories to directly relieve or reduce human suffering, disease, hunger, or privation. JP 3-29. While U.S. military forces are not the primary U.S. government means of providing humanitarian assistance, the assistance they are tasked to provide is designed to supplement or complement the efforts of the civil authorities or agencies that have the primary responsibility for providing that assistance. Special operations forces can deploy rapidly with long-range communications equipment and operate in the austere and chaotic environments typically associated with disaster-related humanitarian assistance efforts. perhaps the most important capabilities found within the Army Special Operations Force for foreign humanitarian assistance are their geographic orientation, cultural knowledge, language capabilities, and their ability to work with multi-ethnic indigenous populations and international relief organizations to provide initial and ongoing assessments. Civil Affairs units establish a Civil Military Operations Center to enable the commander and staff to coordinate, collaborate, and synchronize stabilization efforts in disaster areas. Army Special Operations units can provide temporary support, such as airspace control for landing zones, communications nodes, security, and advanced force assessments to facilitate the deployment of conventional forces and designated humanitarian assistance organizations until the host nation or another organization can provide that support. Foreign Internal Defense. Foreign internal defense is participation by civilian agencies and military forces of a government or international organizations in any of the programs and activities undertaken by a host nation government to free and protect its society from subversion, lawlessness, insurgency, terrorism, and other threats to its security, JP 3-22. Foreign internal defense is an activity of irregular warfare and involves a comprehensive approach. The comprehensive approach includes all instruments of national power: diplomatic, information, military, and economic. Foreign internal defense is both a U.S. program and an operation. The program provides the authorities and permissions for the execution of operations. Together, the program and operations provide the United States with a capability that is neither enemy-focused nor reactive in nature, but oriented on proactive security cooperation. These activities shape the operational environment and prevent or deter conflict through military engagement with host nations, regional partners, and indigenous populations and their institutions. Foreign internal defense is executed through unified action, involving the synchronization, coordination, and integration of activities from governmental and non-governmental entities within the operation to achieve unity of effort. The Department of State is normally the lead agency for execution of the programs, with overall responsibility for the security assistance programs. The focus of assistance is to enable the host nation in anticipating, precluding, and, as a last resort, countering a threat. The lead military instrument in this collaborative environment may be a country team or a joint force commander. The Department of Defense provides the personnel and equipment to achieve program objectives. Foreign internal defense operations are executed best by avoiding deployment of large numbers of U.S. military personnel. Army Special Operations soldiers conducting or supporting foreign internal defense must be adaptive problem solvers and creative thinkers with the ability to work in a collaborative environment, building interagency and international partner capacity through a comprehensive approach. Foreign internal defense can be characterized as indirect support, indirect approach, direct support, direct approach, or combat operations. However, U.S. forces may simultaneously conduct some degree of all three forms of support, approaches, at different locations and times during operations. The approach may either involve economy of force and indirect approaches with Army Special Operations Forces, or the direct approach with the integration of Special Operations Forces and conventional forces. Foreign internal defense operations promote and protect U.S. national interests by influencing the threat and operational variables of political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time through a combination of peacetime developmental, cooperative activities, and coercive actions in response to crisis. Army forces, including Special Operations Forces, accomplish stability goals through security cooperation. The military activities that support these operations are diverse, continuous, and often long-term. Their purpose is to promote and sustain regional and global stability. While Foreign Internal Defense is an Army Special Operations Forces core activity, stability tasks also employ Army Special Operations Forces, in addition to Army forces, to assist civil authorities as they prepare for or respond to crises. Foreign Internal Defense is a broad program that covers a large range of activities. The primary intent is to help the legitimate host government address internal threats and their underlying causes. Commensurate with U.S. policy goals, the focus of all U.S. efforts is to support the host nation internal defense and development program. Foreign internal defense is not restricted to times of conflict. It is applied across the range of military operations that varies in purpose, scale, risk, and intensity of real operational environments. It can also take place in the form of training exercises and other activities that show U.S. resolve to and for the region. These exercises train the host nation to counter potential internal threats. The operations usually consist of indirect assistance, such as participation in combined exercises and training programs, or limited direct assistance without U.S. participation in combat operations. These actions support the host nation in establishing internal defense and development programs. Foreign internal defense may require a security force assistance program to build host nation capacity to anticipate, preclude, and counter threats or potential threats, particularly when the nation has not attained self-sufficiency and is faced with threats beyond its capability to handle. A supporting security force assistance program must emphasize internal defense and development. This emphasis helps the host nation address the root causes of instability in a preventive manner rather than reacting to threats. Note, ATP 3-05.2, Foreign Internal Defense, provides details on how Army Special Operations Forces enable a host nation's forces to maintain internal stability, to counter subversion, lawlessness, insurgency, terrorism, and other threats to security in their country, and to address the causes of instability, averting failing state conditions. Military Information Support Operations. Military information support operations are a core activity which psychological operations forces are specifically organized, trained, and equipped to execute. Designated U.S. Army Special Operations Command and U.S. Army Psychological Operations Units conduct specialized activities for commanders. Military information support operations are integrated in all Army Special Operations. Other core activities may support military information support operations as a line of operation to create specific psychological effects. Military information support operations can augment other capabilities, be the main effort, and are conducted across the range of military operations at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels of war. Military information support operations are conducted in conjunction with interagency activities to achieve U.S. national objectives. It is important not to confuse unintended psychological impact with planned psychological effects as part of military information support operations. While all military activities can have some degree of psychological impact, unless they are planned and executed specifically to influence the perceptions and the subsequent behavior of a target audience, they are not military information support operations. CJCSI 3110.05 Foxtrot, Military Information Support Operations Supplement to the Joint Strategic Capabilities Plan, and DODIO-3607.02, Military Information Support Operations, which provide requirements for permissions and authorities for military information support operations and restrict their execution to specifically trained forces, govern military information support operations. This restriction places responsibility on psychological operations soldiers to advise commanders on psychological effects and makes the Army's Psychological Operations Branch the Department of Defense's primary influence-focused force. in support of military information support operations, or as separate activities, psychological operations units conduct activities to achieve psychological objectives in foreign audiences, analyze and address psychological factors in the operational environment, conduct influence activities as a core special operations capability, influence activity across the range of military operations, support other agency influence efforts, interagency, intergovernmental support, support the countering of adversary information, provide an important influence capability under mission command, synchronized through the FIRES warfighting function and integrated by the joint function information, conduct military and tactical deceptions, train and advise host nation forces on building organic influence capacity, conduct precision influence targeting, analyze targets and audiences within the operational environment, analyze the communications environment within the operational environment. In today's complex and rapidly evolving information environment, perceptions, decisions, and ultimately behavior are influenced by the psychological effects of actions and information. Emphasis on psychological objectives gives psychological operations soldiers the responsibility to advise U.S. military commanders, ambassadors, or host nation civilian and military leadership on the potential impact of messages and actions on targets and audiences. Military information support operations can be conducted unilaterally or in conjunction with economic, social, and political activities to limit or preclude the use of military force and to more effectively and efficiently use special operations forces for other high-payoff missions. In some cases, the military objective may be relevant only in terms of the psychological effect. This emphasis on psychological effects has created a fundamental shift in the way Army Special Operations Forces view military objectives from a planning standpoint. No longer can commanders look at just the physical aspects of an objective without taking into account the affected populations or targets and audiences in the area of operations. This shift affects all Army Special Operations Forces operating in or through the information environment and increases the relevance of military information support operations as a core activity and capability to affect the environment. Preparation of the environment. Preparation of the environment is an umbrella term for operations and activities conducted by selectively trained special operations forces to develop an environment for potential future special operations, JP3-05. Army Special Operations Forces conduct these operations and activities in support of a combatant commander campaign plan to create conditions conducive to the success of military operations. Preparation of the environment operations and activities typically require a low visibility posture and are planned using the principles of discrete, precise, and scalable. Preparation of the environment includes operational preparation of the environment, advanced force operations, and intelligence operations. In the context of unified land operations and large-scale combat operations, preparation of the environment activities and operations conducted during the initial phases of an operation or campaign help define the operational environment and prepare for the entry of forces and supporting governmental agencies. Operational preparation of the environment is the conduct of activities in likely or potential areas of operations to prepare and shape the operational environment, JP3-05. Combatant commanders leverage operational preparation of the environment to develop knowledge of the operational environment, to establish human and physical infrastructure, and to develop potential targets. Army Special Operations Forces may use any combination of passive observation, area familiarization, site surveys, mapping the information environment, military source operations, developing non-conventional and unconventional assisted recovery capabilities, use of couriers, developing safe houses and assembly areas, positioning transportation assets, and cash emplacement recovery to support operational preparation of the environment. Advance force operations are those operations that precede main forces into an area to locate and shape the operational environment for future operations against a specific adversary. Advanced force operations are operations conducted to refine the location of specific identified targets and further develop the operational environment for near-term missions, JP3-05. Advanced force operations encompass many activities, including close target reconnaissance, tagging, tracking, and locating, reception, staging, onward movement, and integration of forces, infrastructure development, and terminal guidance. Unless specifically withheld, advance force operations also include direct action in situations when failure to act will mean loss of fleeting opportunity for success. By operating in areas denied to larger conventional force elements, Army Special Operations Forces enable decisive action by facilitating opportunities for conventional force maneuver commanders to seize, retain, and exploit the operational initiative. Advance force operations may be decisive points in combat operations. Intelligence operations are the variety of intelligence and counterintelligence tasks that are carried out by various intelligence organizations and activities within the intelligence process, JP2-01. Intelligence operations include human intelligence activities, to include military source operations, counterintelligence activities, airborne, maritime, and ground-based signals intelligence, tagging, tracking and locating, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Intelligence operations are critical for the conduct of operational preparation of the environment and advanced force operations. Security Force Assistance. Security Force Assistance is defined as the Department of Defense activities that support the development of the capacity and capability of foreign security forces and their supporting institutions, JP3-20. Security Force Assistance encompasses Department of Defense efforts to support the professionalization and the sustainable development of the foreign security forces and supporting institutions of host countries, as well as international and regional security organizations. Security Force Assistance occurs across the range of military operations and within every phase of a military operation. Security Force Assistance activities are primarily executed to assist a host country to defend against both internal and trans-regional threats to security. Army Special Operations Forces also conduct Security Force Assistance to assist host countries defend effectively against external threats, contribute to coalition operations, or organize, train, equip, and advise another country's security forces or supporting institutions. The clear and expressed intent of any security force assistance activity is improving the capacity or capability of a foreign security force or its supporting institutions. U.S. national security strategies and laws provide the foundation for foreign assistance. Policy and strategy determines where, when, why, and how the United States should invest in developing foreign security forces. Army Special Operations Forces conduct Security Force Assistance to support national objectives relating to developing the capacity and capability of foreign security forces. Operationally, Army Special Operations Forces plan Security Force Assistance with a focus on understanding and then resolving the underlying problems facing the foreign security force vice, merely resolving symptoms. At the tactical or execution level, Army Special Operations Forces increase focus on achieving results. The execution of these activities may be indistinguishable from other tasks conducted during other special operations. However, the singular purpose of Security Force Assistance, plan, program, or effort is supporting the professionalization and the sustainable development of the capacity and capability of the foreign security force. Special Reconnaissance. Special reconnaissance is defined as reconnaissance and surveillance actions conducted as a special operation in hostile, denied, or diplomatically and/or politically sensitive environments to collect or verify information of strategic or operational significance, employing military capabilities not normally found in conventional forces. JP 3-05. These actions provide an additive capability for commanders and supplement other conventional reconnaissance and surveillance actions. Special reconnaissance may include information on activities of an actual or potential enemy or secure data on the meteorological, hydrographic, or geographic characteristics of a particular area. Assessment of chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear or environmental hazards in a denied area. Target acquisition, area assessment, and post-strike reconnaissance. Special reconnaissance complements national and theater of operations intelligence collection assets and systems by obtaining specific, well-defined, and time-sensitive information of strategic or operational significance. It may complement other collection methods constrained by weather effects, terrain masking, or hostile countermeasures. Selected Army Special Operations units conduct a human intelligence activity that places U.S. or U.S.-controlled eyes on target when authorized in hostile, denied, or politically sensitive territory. In an operational environment, the special operations and conventional command relationship may be that of supported and supporting rather than tactical control or operational control. Using special operations forces with conventional forces by a joint force commander establishes interdependence and creates an additional and unique capability to achieve objectives that may not be otherwise attainable. Special reconnaissance enhances a joint force commander's situational awareness and facilitates staff planning of and training for unified action. However, such use does not mean that Army Special Operations Forces will become dedicated reconnaissance assets for conventional forces. Instead, the Joint Force Commander, through a subordinate Special Operations Command element or Theater Special Operations Command, may task an element to provide reconnaissance information to conventional forces that may be operating within a joint special operations area. The Joint Force Commander may also task an element on a case-by-case basis to conduct special reconnaissance within a conventional force area of operation. Special operations and conventional forces working within the same area of operations may develop formal or informal information-sharing relationships that enhance each other's operational capabilities. Army Special Operations Forces may employ advanced reconnaissance and surveillance sensors and collection methods that use indigenous assets. When received and passed to users, this intelligence is considered reliable and accurate and normally does not require secondary confirmation. Unconventional warfare. Unconventional warfare is defined as activities conducted to enable a resistance movement or insurgency to coerce, disrupt, or overthrow a government or occupying power by operating through or with an underground, auxiliary, and guerrilla force in a denied area. JP 3-05.1. An underground is a cellular covert element within unconventional warfare that is compartmentalized and conducts covert or clandestine activities in areas normally denied to the auxiliary and the guerrilla force, ADP 3-05. An auxiliary is, for the purpose of unconventional warfare, the support element of the irregular organization whose organization and operations are clandestine in nature and whose members do not openly indicate their sympathy or involvement with the irregular movement. ADP 3-05. A guerrilla force is a group of irregular, predominantly indigenous personnel organized along military lines to conduct military and paramilitary operations in enemy-held, hostile, or denied territory. JP 3-05. Unconventional warfare operations, missions, and tasks are politically sensitive activities that involve a high degree of military risk and require distinct authorities and precise planning, often characterized by innovative campaign design. The term insurgency is used to describe both a group and the method and purpose of the group. Insurgency is defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region, JP 3-24. A resistance movement is an organized effort by some portion of the civil population of a country to resist the legally established government or an occupying power and to disrupt civil order and stability, JP 3-05. The slight differences in the terms can lead to misunderstanding and misconstruing the relationship between the two types of groups. An insurgency group uses subversion and violence, is made up of a portion of the country's population. It can also be an external organization. A resistance movement does not have to use violence, is made up of a portion of the country's civil population. The United States conducts unconventional warfare in two primary ways in order to achieve strategic outcomes. The first is as a supporting line of operation to a larger military campaign or operation, such as large-scale combat operations or a limited contingency operation. The second is as the strategic main effort to preempt or respond to aggression. Experiences in the 1980s in Afghanistan and Nicaragua proved that support for an insurgency could be an effective way of putting indirect pressure on the enemy. However, the costs versus the benefits of using these operations must be carefully considered before employment. Properly integrated and synchronized operations can extend the application of military power for strategic goals. Unconventional warfare can complement other operations by giving the United States opportunities to seize the initiative through preemptive covert or clandestine offensive action without an overt commitment of a large number of conventional forces. Unconventional warfare has strategic utility that may alter the balance of power between sovereign states. Such high stakes carry significant political risk in both the international and domestic political arenas and necessarily require sensitive execution and oversight. The necessity to operate with a varying mix of clandestine and covert means, ways, and ends places a premium on intelligence of the operations area. In unconventional warfare, as in all conflict scenarios, U.S. military forces must closely coordinate their activities with interorganizational partners in order to enable and safeguard sensitive operations. Hostage rescue and recovery. Hostage rescue and recovery operations are sensitive crisis response missions in response to terrorist threats and incidents. Offensive operations in support of hostage rescue and recovery can include the recapture of U.S. facilities, installations, and sensitive material overseas, JP 3-05. Designated Army Special Operations Forces may conduct hostage rescue and recovery operations independently or as part of a larger conventional or unconventional operations or campaign. Hostage rescue and recovery operations may include close-quarters battle tactics and techniques when the mission requires the recovery or capture of personnel or materiel. Hostage rescue and recovery may also involve locating, recovering, and restoring to friendly control selected persons or materiel that are isolated and threatened in sensitive, denied, or contested areas. These missions usually result from situations that involve political sensitivity or military criticality of the personnel or materiel being recovered from remote or hostile environments. These situations may arise from a political change, combat action, chance happening, or mechanical mishap.